Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
If you want more than headlines this Bears season, listen to the Take the North podcast. I'm Mark Rohde, joined by Dan Wiederer. We bring you honest, unfiltered Bears talk three times a week, and we're not afraid to be critical when it's deserved or certainly give credit when it is earned. With insider access and perspective that brings you inside the Bears locker room, Take the North is your home for Bears conversation that keeps it real. Listen to and follow Take the North wherever you get your pods.
Anthony Herron, Score football analyst.
For the Bears offensively, could be their tight ends today, right?
We've begun seeing Colston Loveland infused into this offense more in recent weeks. More targets, more catches, and between he and a healthy Cole Kmet, I think there's some matchups the Bears can look to exploit from this Bengals defense.
Williams slings it. Williams! Loveland bangs off his man!
NFL defensive lineman and Iowa Hawkeye.
Anthony Herron receives credit for it. Tenacious job by Anthony Herron, number 99.
Mr. Hedden, I want to compliment you. You're doing a fine job.
Big and Herron on 670 The Score.
We ain't never scared. That's pretty much what happened to the Bears. They're like, scared. Oh, do we have less than a minute to get this touchdown?
I was scared. I was confident Caleb would get them into field goal range, but I wasn't confident in the execution of said field goal after what I watched. That's where I was mentally watching the less than a minute to go when they got the ball back.
I don't know. Get rich or die trying, right? And that's pretty much what happened.
You know, I thought you were going to say get Richard Hightower or die trying, but you just, yes.
By the way, every time we're critical of anything on this show today, it's hilarious. Like me being critical of Caleb or us being critical of the defense. The retort has always been, what about the special teams? They sucked yesterday.
Them too. Yeah, them too. Everybody can get some.
Yeah, you can be angry about this game. You can. You can be happy that they won. Everything is in it for everybody. Yes. That's really how this is. Anthony Herron is in studio. And I mentioned our calls are on fire today. So let's go back to the phones. Ant took calls during the post game show. So he's joining in with us now on this Football Monday, by the way. We want to let you know it is a Plumbers 911 Football Monday. Give credit to your Plumbers. It's going to be a busy season for them this holidays. Presented by Busey Bank and Great Clips. So we go back to the phone. Ray and Robbie. We're not going to take very many. Who's next? Who's
we're going to go to Mark. Longest? Mark in Richmond.
Let's do it. Mark, you're on the Score.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen.
What's up, Marky Mark?
I got 2 points. One, I hope somebody in the front office has seen what our defense just did out there on Sunday, because they got torched by an older quarterback who couldn't even move, couldn't scramble, couldn't anything. So when we get to him, he had no choice but to take the sacks and a couple of fumbles that he did. And that one pass was a fumble. But on our offense, somebody really needs to go over to Pat Johnson and pat him on the back. He took a second-year quarterback, somebody really needs to pat him on the back, because they came back and he stayed calm through the whole game. He never really got frustrated. He never really got mad. The offensive line stood up to the plate. There were 8 lead changes, I do believe, in that game. Mm-hmm. And Caleb stayed calm through that whole game. I was very, very proud of that kid for not getting frustrated, even when the defense gave up a double-digit lead.
Thank you for your call. No, I think that's fair. How many times do we talk about people beating themselves? And when you saw that there was less than a minute left for the Bears to go down the field and score, knowing what you know about this team, what did you think was going to happen?
I thought chunk plays were on the way. I did. That's just the way that game had gone. And each game is sort of an entity in and of itself, right? And so I wouldn't feel the same way every single game. If they're playing a great defense and they've been struggling throughout the game offensively, I'd be less confident of it. And that's one of those things that has to factor into the way that a head coach handles these things too, just within the flow of the contest itself. But the Bears having a minute to go, we've seen a few because he's only been at it a year and a half now, but we've seen a number of examples now of Caleb being able to pull off some fourth quarter magic before, and this was a scenario that seemed to suit what we've already seen from him. There's a number of things that we're waiting to see Caleb grow in with the consistency and precision and things like that, but odds are stacked against us, clock is ticking down, and you need some big-time elite-level throws. That he's been doing that pretty much his entire young career so far. So, yeah, I felt pretty good about that.
How much of a building block do you think this can be for Caleb? Because although he still threw for under 60% as far as completing his passes, just to have a moment like this and for it to mean a win. You can have moments, but they don't necessarily come in wins. We can look back to last season and see that he looked good there. But to lead a win in this manner, how much of a confidence booster is this not for only Caleb, Ben Johnson's confidence in Caleb, his teammates' confidence, but just overall?
To be able to stack these moments for a new team, a young team, a team who's still getting to know their head coach. They're having these experiences together within the locker room, and you start to be able to build something that truly galvanizes you. And that belief is one thing, after the first win for Ben Johnson to talk about belief, or after the second one. But now the tangible evidence is there. Like, this is a real thing for the Bears. And these moments, especially for the moments to come with young players, a second-year quarterback thrown to a rookie tight end with the game on the line, that's faith that now, and Caleb talked about it after the game a little bit yesterday, right? Where that faith, not only that we as a team can make a play, but the defense can look to the offense and say, when we're off, you got our back. The offense can look to the defense and say, when we're struggling, you got our back. The special teams, yes, Richard Hightower had his special teams unit was awful yesterday. But then just think back a few weeks ago where special teams saved the day with field goals and field goal blocks. So every unit of this game, the Bears have won 5 out of their last 6 games, and every unit can say, we've been a part of this. We've won games for this team. So that's good for the collective. They're not in the locker room right now where somebody can point fingers at each other and say, well, you're not holding up. You're into the bargain consistently. Well, you're really struggling. You're not getting it done. Every unit, defense, special teams, and especially now offense can say, you know what? We've led ourselves to a victory where the other units have struggled. That's a big deal because they can all also say, man, there's some meat on the bone to get better. But winning 5 out of your last 6, 3 out of your last 4 on the road for a young football team, that matters.
It is amazing the lack of tolerance that we have when special teams goes badly. We're cutting, like, Cairo Santos, we cut him.
We can't
earlier.
Cut Cairo fast enough, yeah, man. Yeah, not just this season, last
Richard
year, too.
Richard Hightower, he's out of there. Dennis Allen, though, gives up 52 points to Detroit. It's like, oh, don't worry, he'll figure it out. No, it really is funny that he goes down like that. I wanted to ask you about Kyle Manungai. Mm-hmm. And the day that he had 26 carries, 176 yards. That was the ceiling of what we were told like Kyle Manungai can do, and that is to keep those legs churning, moving forward. Yes, there were holes that were open for him, but you always felt like even when he was met at the line, it was still going to be 2 or 3 yards. What did you think of his performance overall, taking into account that this is not a great Bengals rushing defense?
Right. That context is certainly helpful and useful at the same time. You still got to go out there and make it happen, right? You got to go out there and block up their front 7. You got to go out there and make plays. You got to go out there and run with intensity in your first career start. I mean, some guys can freeze up. Some guys can lock up. Some guys can lose a little bit of that starts, that extra juice that Kyle Manungai has certainly been able to bring to the table in some of the limited action or coming off the pine when DeAndre Swift is the first one out there maybe getting things rolling. And he was out there really early in the previous game against Baltimore, and now he got the start in this one. And you guys know I got to evaluate his entire college career, called a bunch of his games while he was at Rutgers. This is who he's always been. It's kind of in his DNA, mm-hmm. just that style,
right.
that kind of never back down, no flinch kind of vibe.
That's
he
what
has.
We heard about him. That's what I'm saying. Right. Like, that was the model right there. The way he played is the way you talked about him on the score before the night the Bears drafted him.
And you see it come to fruition behind an offensive line that has truly gelled, especially the right side of the O-line. But, I mean, all of them. Ozzie Tupelo struggles in pass protection. And at times, he gets his weight out in front of him too much as a run blocker as well. well, and people can take advantage of that. But there's a tenacity, there's a feistiness that this O-line has with the way they're playing. And so that's fun. It's got to be fun to run behind it as a running.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
If you want more than headlines this Bears season, listen to the Take the North podcast. I'm Mark Rohde, joined by Dan Wiederer. We bring you honest, unfiltered Bears talk 3 times a week, and we're not afraid to be critical when it's deserved or certainly give credit when it is earned. With insider access and perspective that brings you inside the Bears locker room, Take the North is your home for Bears conversation that keeps it real. Listen to and follow Take the North wherever you get your pods.
Well, and you could see, too, like, Darnell Wright was having fun run blocking. Yeah. Like, he was smiling. He was downfield. He was helping guys up. Like, you love to see that on players' faces. This segment with Anthony Heron is sponsored by Busey Bank, building business, growing wealth since 1868. All right, one more call, I think, before we get into some of the details with Big Ant. Ray and Robbie, which call should we take next with Big Ant? He's thinking.
Let's go with Dave, Pleasant Prairie, Wisconsin.
Dave in Wisconsin, you're on with Anthony Heron, Raheemy Harrison Grody on the score.
Hey, guys, what a great panel. And Layla, boy, do you bring some special sauce every morning. I just love what you're doing.
Thank you.
So I got a simple question here. I'm not the expert that you guys are, or certainly most all of your callers. I'm a casual watcher. But yesterday, what seemed to be glaring to me is, in spite of all the wonderful scrambling by Caleb, and he did a bunch of it, there were at least two situations where it appeared there was an open check down guy that was like about 10, 15 yards downfield with the defender playing him in a zone, I presume, about another 10 yards behind him. And I just want your comments. That seems to me to be, with all the wonderful things Caleb seems to be doing to improve, that checkdown performance seems to be really a strange, glaring hole. So appreciate your comments.
Thank you for your call. What do you think, Ant?
I think it's a fair observation, and we're still in the stage in Caleb's career where everything is going to be microanalyzed. Like, you even look at the broadcast yesterday where Joe Flacco was special in the second half and especially in the fourth quarter. But when Joe Flacco would seemingly miss a read, it was kind of a passing cursory sort of comment. Like, oh, yeah, it looked like he had a tight end open there. But there weren't like three different replay angles where it's getting telestrated by Adam Archuleta. But then for Caleb, or for, you know, most part, I'd say a lot of young quarterbacks when they're on a big broadcast, that's going to be microanalyzed. And it's just different. Quarterbacks miss read, quarterbacks miss checkdowns. Caleb certainly does that a good bit as a guy a year and a half into his pro career. The seeing the field, I think he's grown leaps and bounds there. To me, just the accuracy, and we've been talking about this a lot in recent weeks, right? Just hitting the intended target in stride is the bigger issue. I thought he passed up on a lot of checkdowns against the Saints. Overall, I don't think that's been a big issue this season, is passing up on checkdowns. In yesterday's game against that particular defense, my impression is going into that game, they said, we can hunt big game against this team. We will go hard play action. We're going to bully them up front. And once we get that run game established, they can't cover us. They can't tackle us. Let's put 6 on the board. And so, yeah, he passed up on some checkdowns with his eyes down the field, looking for chunk plays, looking for big plays in a way that not every game plan indicates. So yesterday was the type of game where more checkdowns are going to be turned down than some of the other game plans the Bears would have.
Anthony Heron is not just with us here on Raheemy Harrison Grody. He is in studio because that victory chicken was coming and it's here.
It
and
arrived.
Why didn't you guys tell me to wear crimson or maroon?
Well, what the hell?
Missed the memo, didn't
if you're looking on Twitch, I mean, isn't it obvious I did not get this memo?
Layla, it's I'm wearing my school colors. You're wearing your school colors. Your school had a big win over the weekend, so I think it's appropriate that the North
Witness
Texas
us!
Green. Okay, let's calm down.
This segment dude, with... nah. Our quarterback knows how to throw.
Oh, listen, she's saying hour now.
He's a freshman.
Layla's on the team. She said hour.
I said hour. I said, well, I did go there.
Yeah, she said hour. You said hour. Sorry.
This segment with Anthony Heron.
I don't play for the Navy. I'm sorry. Although I'm happy my tax dollars go to.
Okay.
There we go.
Well, anyway, like I was saying, this segment with Anthony Heron, sponsored by Plumbers 911, plumbing emergency. Call the plumbing professionals, available 24/7 at 1-833-PLUM-911. That's 1-833-PLUM-911. I got to get to the
gorgeous read, Marshall. Are you ever going to invite me to sit down?
There's another chair
for you.
Oh, okay. Are you injured again?
Yes.
Is that what you're saying? You got hurt again?
This is gout. This isn't
deep squat.
This guy's walking around literally carrying a garbage bag of ice, limping around. It's a pathetic scene.
Okay. Dude, right. Gout man. Is real, yeah. man. Oh, gout affects a lot of people.
My left toe does. My left
toe. You know. Then you know.
Now, I don't know if it's gout.
It's gout.
But it is uncomfortable.
It's gout. I'm here to tell you. It's definitely gout.
What did I tell you guys last week? Go to your doctors, especially if you have insurance. You're already paying for it.
So nobody set up a chair for you?
I didn't realize Marshall. Well, I mean, I should always assume Marshall's banged up. I was just waiting to see if he was going to invite me to sit down or not, and then waiting for the opportunity to call him out on air.
I took the bad chair. There's a fresh, beautiful new chair over there because you wanted to sit down.
At least I do realize you're not being impolite. This is a necessary chair injury.
I'm from Alabama. We got home training and everything else. Listen, Ant, I need you to explain to people because I don't think everyone understands. How bad is Cincinnati's defense? Ooh. So when you're like, oh, they look great, but let's put it into context. This is the worst defense in the league. This isn't some Ravens had some bad weeks and they got some guys hurt and now they've got a bye to get things together, which we saw a week ago. This is different. The Bengals are that barge on fire floating down the river.
And maybe the river's on fire.
And maybe the river's on fire.
The barge on fire in the river, ablaze with flames everywhere.
Yes,
they have the garbage
something
can inside
the
of the dumpster.
So how much do you
players
put on
jumping off of it?
What the Bears were able to do this week based on just how bad the Bengals' defense is?
It was good to see the Bears do to them what a quality offense should do to them.
Mm, and well put.
Again, we're 8 games into the season now. There's numbers to back this up. The Bears aren't going to score 40-plus every week, but they're one of the most explosive offenses in football. Caleb, statistically, is one of the top 10 most productive quarterbacks in football. The Bears score at a rate that's amongst the top 10 offenses in the sport. They get touchdowns amongst the top 5 in the sport. Their takeaways on defense enhance that. So all that within the context matters, but the Bears are a good offense. They're not an elite level offense. They're not a Super Bowl level offense, but the Bears are one of the top offenses in football through the majority of the first half of the season, and we're not accustomed to seeing that. So I am amongst a group of people saying that, yeah, it'll be good to see more of it, but the evidence is there that they are one of the better offenses in the sport this season. It shouldn't be short-sold. And so to do that against a defense that can't tackle, they can't cover, they can't rush the quarterback, that's what you should do to them. And then the takeaways even enhance it where, yeah, putting up 30-plus without any takeaways probably would have been the case. You get some takeaways, you're putting up 47.
That is Anthony Heron. He is in studio with us. Marshall, Anthony.
He is standing in studio with Raheem Harrison Grill.
We'll get you a chair in the break.
And he came in for the victory chicken.
We're in a victory chicken.
Popeyes is here, so we're all going to get a biscuit and chicken during the break. And in the meantime, we are going to be back with more analysis. And Ant, you brought up something. You sent me a nugget. And when I get clues, I try to follow the clue.
I always respect that.
A la Dora the Explorer. Maybe I learn a little Spanish on the way.
Did you hear about this chair? That's Doug's chair, by the way.
I'm dying laughing at the Twitch mob just saying that like Doug isn't real. Like this is the funniest running joke now. And if he knew, he'd laugh. But I think he might be overwhelmed by the popularity of Doug actually not being real. So coming up next, we'll Anthony Heron gave me a clue, and boy, if he wasn't right. So let's revisit Ant predicting the future on
and
Fox
also,
32.
Layla, I would love to comp Caleb Williams with some of the quarterbacks that I had to face during my NFL career that I believe he's got a similar impact at this point in his career on the minds of opposing defensive coordinators.
You heard it. Let's do it next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
If you want more than headlines this Bears season, listen to the Take the North podcast. I'm Mark Rohde, joined by Dan Wiederer. We bring you honest, unfiltered Bears talk three times a week, and we're not afraid to be critical when it's deserved or certainly give credit when it is earned. With insider access and perspective that brings you inside the Bears locker room, Take the North is your home for Bears conversation that keeps it real. Listen to and follow Take the North wherever you get your pods.